Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 1st, 2021. Today is Maundy Thursday. As I mentioned in yesterday's diary, because we're reading through the Gospel of John with the intention of finishing it on Easter Day, we're actually a little bit ahead in our reading of the liturgical drama that we are living through this week. Today is Maundy Thursday, and that is the day that the church remembers Jesus' mandates, his mandatum, his commandments to his gathered disciples. The commandment to partake of the holy meal, the cup and the bread. The commandment to wash each other's feet. The commandment to love one another. The church all around the world is remembering Jesus' commandments today. But our lesson from John takes us to Easter evening. Mary Magdalene has reported to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And John tells us that the disciples are in a room behind locked doors, still trying to make sense of what's going on and of Mary's confession to them. And then, out of nowhere, Jesus appears behind locked doors. He just shows up. He says to them, "Peace be with you." There's an interaction, and then Jesus disappears. One of the disciples, Thomas, wasn't present for the event, and when the disciples are telling him about what's happened, he basically says, "I'm not going to believe it until I see it with my own eyes." And so a couple of verses later, Jesus appears again. In fact, the way John tells it, a week later, so not the Sunday of the resurrection, but a week later, Jesus appears again, same circumstances, behind locked doors. This time, Thomas is present. And Jesus invites Thomas to put his finger in the nail prints in Jesus' hands or thrust his hand into the spear gash in Jesus' side. No mention is made of whether or not Thomas did those things. He simply offers his own confession of faith at that moment, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus says to him, "Are you believing now because you're seeing something? Blessed are those who believe but haven't seen." Well, we usually hear this gospel reading on the Sunday after Easter Day. And I joke that I really only have one Doubting Thomas sermon. And it's really not about Thomas at all. I've been always taken with the fact that Thomas is not present for Jesus' first appearance. He tells his fellow disciples when they give him this great testimony, he tells them, "I don't believe what you're telling me." A week later, Jesus appears and Thomas is there. What does that say? To me, that says that the community of the disciples have allowed Thomas to remain in their midst even when they knew he didn't believe what they were telling him. They made room in their community for Thomas's uncertainty. I think in that simple realization, I've learned much about what it means to be church, what it means to be a community of faith. Not everyone who gathers in every church is a full-fledged believer. All of us have our days where we have our doubts. All of us have our moments of true faith and our moments of maybe not so much faith. And the beauty of Christian community is that we're in this walk of faith together. One of the things that I love about the Nicene Creed, which we say most every Sunday at worship, is the way it's so inclusive. It's not, I believe. We say the creed, we believe in one God. We believe in Jesus, God's only Son. We believe that He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death, was buried, and on the third day He rose again. We believe it. We is the church. The church across the ages. And what I like to tell people is that the church holds belief for us even when our own belief falters. And this band of sometimes uncertain disciples, they hold belief for Thomas, and they allow Thomas to be in their midst, and they continue fellowship with Thomas even when Thomas is struggling. And that, to me, is the model of the church. The church is not about, here's all the dogma, believe it or leave. The church is, here is the faith of the church. Join with us, journey with us, help us become better believers, and in return, we'll hold you in prayer and faith until you come to believe. In my world, this is a far better model of church than the sort of take it or leave it approach I often hear promulgated. Thomas sees and believes. Jesus says, "That's good, Thomas, and blessed are those who've not seen and yet come to believe." All these centuries later, many of us haven't seen what is reported in Scripture, but we've come to believe. Not because we are particularly gifted at believing, but because we have been gifted by being in the midst of a believing community. I can put my trust in Jesus because so many people across the ages and in my own life have given witness to what it means to trust in the one who is our Lord and our God. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son on the night before He suffered instituted the sacrament of His body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.